It's the library dude. How you doing this morning, Larry?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Tell me what's going on this summer at your place.
Well, all kinds of stuff.
Your places, I should
places,
say.
Yeah. We have three. We've got our summer reading program kicking off next Thursday, June 1st. Registration will begin 9 o'clock at the Ringer Library, 10 o'clock at Mounts. We've got kids programs, adult programs, teen programs, reading logs for the kids to fill out. Every child that finishes that log will receive a free book that's theirs to take home, and it will become their book. So okay. it's a good program to get a book into a child's hands.
So now reading log is to keep track of how many books, but also the types of books, the authors, and the things like that.
Well, we focus on the amount of time reading.
Okay.
We ask for about 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big research things in education is that summer slide that kids experience during those months they're not in school. So what we're trying to do is combat that summer slide. And if we can keep them reading, keep their minds engaged, then they do much, much better in September when school starts back.
Sure. Well, and I think we know there's a mountain of evidence that if they read, guess what? They're not looking at the clock to say, oh, I've read my 15 minutes. They're liable to read a little bit more.
Right. We hope they'll get engaged in a book and, sure, and finish that one off and come back and get another one.
Yeah.
We don't even require it to be books, though. If they want to read the cereal box or if mom's reading them the newspaper, whatever, we just want them reading. Reading is the key.
You know, one of the things that... Well, just to harken back, I don't know, it was like 15 years ago, my wife and I were at a bookstore in Austin, and I was so disappointed that the people who worked at the store didn't know much about the books. And I think that's happening a lot, but in the library, that's not the case.
Well,
you have people who understand.
We try to keep up so that we can recommend to people. We have a whole branch of library science called Reader's Advisory.
Right.
So we're trying to match up readers with the types of books they like, with the authors they like. If there's a new author coming out that's, say, similar to John Grisham or similar to Danielle Steele, we can guide them that way.
Yeah. And the other thing also, too, is time when they read with their parents. There is would be a great bonding
right.
situation.
The number one key for a child to begin to read is if parents have read to them from the beginning. I mean, day one. You get them home, you start showing them books, you read to them. It not only gives them those reading skills, but improves the bonding between the parent and the child. We can't stress that enough. If you have a child in your home, preschool, you need to be reading to that child every day.
Right. Now, and that kind of takes us into something else, and that is there may be parents out there who do not read well. There may be some literacy problems
right.
there, and I'm sure that can be an embarrassing situation, but there's help there on that front,
there
too.
There is help there. We've got an adult literacy program where we're trying to help adults who speak English learn English, but we also have English as a second language for our friends and colleagues that don't speak English or don't speak it very well. So we try to help them improve their language skills in English, and that's reading and writing. So it's we're comprehensive. We try to take care of everybody's
sure.
needs here in town.
Well, and they're always changing.
And they're always changing. Yes, they are.
Well,
plus
okay.
there's the whole computer literacy thing.
Right.
On the side,
so we're stopping the slide if we can. We're trying to increase adult literacy. What else do we need to be telling people about the library?
Well, I think our biggest push right now is the e-books, the e-audio books.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get your library card, you don't have to come see us for another year, but you can still have access to good quality reading material. We have magazines online. We have audiobooks online. You download it. You listen to it. You read it. You turn it back in. You can't lose it. You can't damage it. There are no fines, so it's a really good way to go.
That is a really good way to go. That's all. But they do need to have a reason to go in. It's an
right.
it's an important thing. That's
right.
For sure. If they want some more information about everything you've got going on at your place, what do they?
Well,
do?
They can call us at the library, or they can go to bcslibrary.org. We've got a big box on the very front page that says Summer Reading Program. It's got all of our schedules for all of our programs, all the information about the reading logs, everything you need to know.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.